Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9. It's now time we talk Sabetha Blue Jays, and we're joined by the head coach, that is Garrett Michael. It's presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, another impressive win last week. You take care of Riverside 56-0, and you know, really just both sides of the ball clicking on all cylinders. What pleased you the most about that win last week?
Well, like we talked last week, you know, I haven't seen our team play a full game yet, and I just felt like we got that. And I think it has to do with just being focused on our discipline, whether that's penalties or whether that's turnovers. And we didn't have very many penalties. We didn't have any turnovers. And so when you do that, things just kind of take care of themselves. But we had a great night on offense, running the ball and threw it just a little bit and got some things to work there on our passing game. But defensively did exactly what we needed them to do, got some turnovers on our end as well. And then our special teams really played well and had some big plays. And when you get all three phases on the same page and really – focused, I think that's what we can, that's who we can be.
Yeah, and I think the defense is really key right now. It's what's really been kind of standing out. And yeah, you mentioned last week, talked a little bit of just about putting all three phases together, and you mentioned doing it against Riverside. Three out of the last four games you've played, you have shut out your opponents. What's attributed to the success of the defense right now and how good they've been playing?
I think they're doing a very good job with our scouting reports, you know, from Coach Moeller and Coach Hamilton, just really doing a great job of spearheading that. And our kids take their information and just really put it to use. And also, you know, these guys have played all last year and had some really rough games because of our youth. And so we've grown up a little bit. We've gotten more aggressive. And we understand the schemes and what we really want to do and take away from a team. And when you can do that, that's really all you can ask for. And, you know, we're making plays that are presented to us. We're not worried about a shutout. I could really care less about that. But I just want us to play well, make tackles that are make plays that are presented to us and maybe get a few turnovers.
And Matthew Garber had three touchdowns in that game, and he's been pretty solid for you all season long. What about him in that game specifically, and what'd you like there?
He throws a good ball. He understands when to not throw it, when to pull it down, and you know, throw it away, live for another play. It's kind of our theme. A lot of guys' themes probably that same thing too. But he makes good decisions. But you know, we want to continue to work on that so that if and when we ever need it, we feel comfortable. And that's everybody, not just receivers and quarterbacks, but that's pass protection and things like that. So he has a good grasp of our system and what we want to do and who we want to read and when to throw it and when not to. And so that's contributed to some good evenings of you know, passing for us.
Blue Jays 5-1 after the big win. They've won four in a row since the lone loss of the year back in week two to Holton. They will get Horton this week at home. We'll talk about that one when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Garrett Michael, Sabetha head football coach. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, another week. We're down to the final 2 weeks here in the regular season. You're at home this week. The final home game here in the regular season. You get Horton. You know, they were able to pick up their first win in a few years earlier this year. They have a new coach and just trying to get that program back to some stability. But they're coming off a big loss to Riley County last week. You watch this Horton team on film and kind of see what they're doing here in 2022. What stands out about them?
Their quarterback. The quarterback's the best athlete. And he is not afraid to thread the needle. He's not afraid to throw it deep. And he does a good job of when the pocket collapses to get outside of the pocket and get on the run and make some throws when he needs to, or he can run it. He can pull it down and run it. And so that's really what sticks out to me, and that's a dangerous weapon when you've got a kid that can do that. Now he can throw it, now he can run it. And so, you know, obviously we want to take away the big play, so take away the big passing play, and if he runs it, then we've got to come up and make a good solid tackle because he is a good athlete. But, you know, when you get down to these type of games, you know, new coach is trying to get some excitement by spreading them out and throwing it, and you just never know the playbook. You never know, you know, what he's going to throw out there, or maybe he changes a few things for building for next year. I don't know that. That's the scary part of it. And again, we're just focus on us and do our thing and read our keys and make plays, and then hopefully you got a chance at the end to win.
And is that the most, not like crucial part, but is that like the most challenging part going into this prep week with, you know, a team with a new coach and everything, and just not sure what they're going to throw out there? Does this, that just make it a little bit more difficult to prep for them?
Yeah, you know, you just really harp on your base defense and your base reads and just making good tackles, being fundamentally sound with alignment and assignment and doing those things. And if we do those things, then it, you know, it really counts for a lot of different formations. And again, we've talked about this before. That's what the Big Seven does to you, is prepares you for what you might see. You know, Minneapolis came out in a formation we hadn't seen from them. But we'd seen something similar in the Big Seven. And then Riley County comes out in the empty and throws it, you know, the first couple drives. And we hadn't seen that, but we'd seen it from other teams. So hopefully the Big Seven is, I know it's a great league. I've been in it for a long time. But hopefully that prepares us for things like this.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys for this Friday's game against Horton and just kind of the expectations. What do you want to see?
I just want to see another full game, because when you get going into the last couple games of district play and hopefully preparing, you know, for playoffs and things like that, you've just got to be fundamentally sound. You can't turn it over. Got to keep their offense off the field. And you just never know the weather either. So you just want to play fast. You want to put a whole game together again and again and again, because that's what it's going to take to make any sort of run in any playoff system. And I just want our kids to be better this week than they were last week, and if we can do that, then that's success to us.
There it is, Garrett Michaels, Sabetha head coach, joining us here on our weekly locker room chat. Blue Jays have won 4 in a row. They're 5-1. They get Horton at home on Friday before a monster matchup at Nemaha Central to wrap up the regular season a week from Friday. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Horton. We will talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.